The Trainer Cardinals finished the regular season 7-1 overall, as they finished with back-to-back wins over Shenandoah and Missouri Valley. Their only loss this season was a shutout against state-ranked Underwood 49-0. They turned the page by practicing hard, which helped them in their 40-9 win over Shenandoah, and shut out Missouri Valley 59-0 last week, as they've now outscored their opponents 99-9 in the last two games.
You know, it was a good, like the first two-thirds of the season, really good, really solid. Had a couple really good wins there. Ran into that buzzsaw with Underwood. Had some issues doing some things that night, obviously, against them. And then really proud of how the guys bounced back the two games after that to finish out the year. It's one of those things where when you have a loss like we did, you know, there's a couple different ways you can come back from that. And I thought our guys came back the right way and did the right things. They had their best week of practice after that and played two really solid games here to wrap it up.
Ben Casey had a night to remember last week against Missouri Valley, as he threw 13 for 17 for 218 yards and four touchdowns. Head coach Jeff Casey has seen the juniors' dedication, as it has helped to put him in a great spot this season. Ben knows that he cannot do it alone, as he has Danny Kinsell on the rushing game, Carson Elwood and Jace Tams downfield, and a mighty offensive line to give him the opportunity to play to the top of his game.
Yeah, he was really solid. I forget what numbers you said there, 4 incompletions, I believe. And a couple of those were things that maybe we could have completed. So we were close to being even better and a little more solid there. So, yeah, he's had a great year. He's put a ton of time in the offseason, and he's really committed himself and dedicated himself to it. You know, he came in and had to play 3 games for us last year as a sophomore, and he quickly found out he wasn't ready yet and had a long ways to go. And so he put his head down and just quietly went about his work in the offseason and put himself in a good spot. However, he would be the first person to tell you that you're not going to get those great numbers without all the guys around you. So, you know, he's got guys to throw passes to. He's got guys protecting him up front, running backs doing their dirty work. So it's a full team effort to get some of that stuff accomplished.
The defense sent Missouri Valley home scoreless and held the Big Reds to under 60 yards of offense. Trainer only had 30 tackles in the game, as it continued to hold Missouri Valley down the line and kept them behind the line of scrimmage. Brady Phelps led the team in tackles with 5 and had 2 solo tackles, while Nolan Waterman had 3.5 tackles and had the lone sack for Trainer in the game. Trainers upped their level of play over the course of the season, and it shows with their defense.
I think just our kids playing with energy and passion and just having a lot of fun. That was the one thing I could really feel on the sideline Friday night, was they were just having so much fun playing and playing together. And it was one of those things where one of them would make a great play and then somebody else wanted to try to up them a little bit and make an even better play. And so it's a good combination of having that competitive spirit, but yet understanding that we're all on the same team, we're in it together, and we can't be successful as a team if those individuals aren't doing those great things. So just kind of raising their level of play with the competition between the starters out there.
Continuing on the defensive side of the field, the secondary played lights out last week. Brady Phelps had a scoop and score fumble recovery for a touchdown, while Peter Young had a pick 6 off a 35-yard interception for a touchdown.
We talk about, you know, all the time, we'll take points however we can get them. We don't care if it's offense, defense, special teams. And our defense, they've been doing that all year. We've had several games where we've had a defensive score. And so it just makes such a big difference, you know, in the grand scheme of things, when your defense can play lights out like that and you have different guys stepping in and making those huge plays. Brady Phelps, one of our senior linebackers, had that scoop and score on the fumble recovery. And then Peter Young, who's a junior safety for us, made an incredibly athletic one-handed catch on the interception that he took back for a touchdown. And so it's just a lot of fun. It brings a whole different level of energy when the defense is playing like that.
Trainer had some playoff action this Friday night against West Sioux, a team that went to the Class 1A state championship game last season. West Sioux is working with a lot of fresh faces this season, as they are currently 4-4 with a chance to go back on a run. Trainer is going to have to stop Blake Wiggins in both the throwing and the passing game. The sophomores passed for 937 yards and 10 touchdowns, while rushing for 629 yards and 8 touchdowns. He will be a player to stop for Trainer, as they'll also have to get past Bodie Wilkins on offense, as he has over 36 tackles this season.
Against a team like West Sioux, they're a seasoned group of individuals. And I know that, like, if you look at their roster, you see a lot of sophomores and juniors, a lot of maybe some younger guys out there that weren't necessarily the key guys from their team last year. However, all of their coaches have been through this so many times. They've been so successful over the last decade. Even just being a part of a team that went to the championship last year makes a huge difference. And so they've seen that up close and had to practice against it and rep with those guys. So it's a tradition strong program, in particular here, like I said, the last decade. So we got to have everything buttoned up in all three phases, and we got to make sure that we have great attention to detail this week, because they're going to challenge us in a lot of ways.
Trainer host Wes Sue on Friday night in playoff action as both teams look to advance to the next round. The kickoff is set for 7 p.m. I'm Zach Collins reporting.